producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of good day. Now the tin foil is focused on what's going on, what will appeal to you, what you need to know, and then some thoughts about items that are happening all around us. 7 after the hour, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer is at a conference of some sort. So it's up to you and me, fondue. Fondues are cooking. So the Supreme Court has picked up the folder marked immigration. And they said, okay, let's do this. So the background of this issue, you go back like, 20 years or so, all the undocumented immigrants that have made their way into our country, and then there's this big debate about how to deal with them. What do we do? President Obama said that overhauling immigration policy was at the top of his to-do list when he became president, and then Congress said, to you and whatever you want to do. So then the president says, I'm going to do this myself, took executive action to delay the deportation of, 4 or 5 million undocumented aliens?
Yep.
And then all of the states said, no, this isn't really up to you, pal. This is up to us. So the states, I think there are 25, 26 states involved in the suit that took the federal government to task. And the courts have ruled in favor of the states and against the feds. So, what things are in limbo? And because Mr. Obama would like to straighten this out before he leaves office, the president and others have said, well, we're going to do this and we're going around you. The court says, wait a minute, not so fast. And so the Supreme Court has said, and they probably won't rule until the end of their session in June, they're going to figure this out before Obama leaves. So what's the right way to handle it? I think we all pretty much know what the right way to handle it is.
And will it be undone once the new president gets into office?
Right. Will the circle be unbroken? Yeah, exactly. A lot of things get tossed. I remember when Bill Clinton was president, the last day in office, he signed all kinds of executive orders. First thing George Bush did the next day.
Done.
Give me the shredder.
Hit the undo button.
Yes, exactly. So thinking of that, I was focused on these candidates, the leading candidates in both of the parties, and how they are approaching. This is very astute. And because last time around, many learned the hard way about how important it is to get to the younger voters, this year, the candidates on both sides are leaving nothing to chance if they're smart. And I think Trump and Cruz and Clinton and Sanders have all been smart when it comes to attracting those who are under the age of 30. Bernie Sanders, for example.
How is Clinton smart about it? I don't see her getting the young vote.
I'm not sure that it's
Sanders. On the Dem side is stealing the young vote.
She's talking she understands what happened before. And her staff supposedly is dealing with it. But they haven't said things like what Bernie Sanders is saying. Free college!
Right.
Free medical!
Right.
Free! It's all free! And go after those bums on Wall Street. The kids care about that. So maybe Hillary isn't doing it in terms of age. She's doing it more with a focus on women and on black people. That's where she's going with it. But she hasn't learned the lesson well yet, it would seem. A lot of those issues, although a lot of women's issues and racial issues are important to younger people. I was talking to Kara earlier, Kara Schillen, who is on the staff, about what she and her friends think about some of these side issues. And these sorts of things, the social issues, the Republicans keep coming out and saying they don't like gay marriage and stuff. That's anathema to a young voter. So even if you believe that, you ought to keep it to your... Now, the other side of it is because the way the primaries are run, younger voters don't get out as they ought to because they really either don't understand or don't care about the system. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the problem there.
Donald Trump doesn't have much in the way of values for millennials, and that's what I got from Kara earlier today. Especially the stuff about Muslims, that turns off a lot of young people. And so they don't embrace. I'm just talking about people that are 30 or under now. If you listen to Donald Trump, nobody likes Ted Cruz, no matter what your age. There's some evidence that that's true.
Ted Cruz is doing a good job social media wise.
Yeah, but it's not working, Regina.
And he's connecting there.
Mm-hmm. All of the candidates are losing on gun issues. In general, millennials not only have no need to shoot people, they don't want to shoot animals, or for that matter, they don't want to eat them. There's a generalization sort of there, but as with a lot of these things, there's a lot of truth. Mm. Guns matter to older voters. Black lives matter to millennials. Sanders is to... I think I heard one guy on the radio say yesterday, Sanders was like Che Guevara. Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He was somebody that was a lightning rod for people who were older, younger. Just in this circumstance, I see a lot of young people trying to make up their mind because they want to have a revolution. They want a quiet revolution. They're not like me. I want people in the street to protest to get a revolution going.
Well, we're
going to
get a revolution of some sort, no matter where we are.
Yeah. Right.
Unless we
get
Hillary, that's not really a revolution. But Bernie, that's a revolution.
I'm not sure that...
That's a revolution.
Yeah, they're both revolutionary. Millennials, some people think they don't vote. I don't think that's true at all. As I said many times, the only reason that Obama's there is because of the people who are the millennial age.
They showed up for him, but
they showed up.
But they didn't show up as much the second time.
Second time they didn't. He just barely... he just barely made it there. Yeah, exactly. So I just thought I had that thought. We're talking a lot about what values different people have, the things that millennials want.
You know, it's funny. Speaking of millennials and what they want, mm-hmm. we're in the process of redoing our lease here at the network in our office space for the next several years.
Yeah.
And as we look at other office space and talk to architects about office space and redoing some of ours, one of the big popular things now that they're putting in offices is Xbox lounges.
Right.
And they call them huddle rooms, right, where it's kind of like beanbag chairs and, you know...
It's diversion
and
timeout.
Well, diversion and timeout, but also how do we keep our employees' attention to make them want to stay here at the office?
Mm-hmm.
So they have these break rooms with all of these electronic devices and coffee makers and espresso machines.
Yeah.
And they make it kind of like you're hanging out at Starbucks in a video game lounge while you're at work. Really interesting because it's all for the millennials.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that seems to be very important to millennials is to keep themselves moving. Many millennials, they don't stay with the same job very long. They just, the ADD that has become so much a part of this age because of the drugs that they were given in school, because of circumstances that prevailed.
Growing up with video games.
This whole thing that sooner or later will bear out. You know, I have five or six causes that I refer to frequently, and this is one of them. Allowing children to sit in front of a computer screen or a television set before they're 3 years old is almost like you are relegating them to a life that is not normal, because their brains, all of the neurons and all of the things that are part of the connectors in our brain are not mature until you get to be late twos, two and a half, three. From everything that I've read, the worst thing you can do is put a child in front of a screen. All of the synapse that's in their brains is going to go crazy because they can't deal with the changes because their brains aren't fully developed yet. So when you do that, you create a situation in the mind of the baby that can't deal with a focus on one thing. They just, Reggie makes fun of me because he thinks that I got it.
You definitely do.
Well, but that's because I have a mind that's brilliant and interested in lots of different things.
Exactly.
It's different than just having not connectors. I think you would admit that most of the things in my brain are connected. It's just that the wires don't necessarily go to the same places they might if you had wired me up.
But following the bouncing ball is definitely a challenge, but there is a connection, yes.
Yes, there is. Okay, 16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you've calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
19 after the hour. I've always been a fan, Richie, of John Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
His daughter yesterday endorsed Donald Trump. There is, because Marion Michael Morrison, who grew up in Iowa, became John Wayne. There's a birthplace museum there, and Trump showed up, and Aisha Wayne, who is John Wayne's daughter, said, "This is cool. This is great. If John Wayne were here, he'd be standing right beside me." Trump said he was a longtime fan of Wayne. And so he was happy to have the endorsement. And then quickly after that, there was a spokesperson. Let's see, Patrick Wayne is the only brother who's still alive. Ethan is still alive. Michael Wayne died a couple of years ago. John Wayne's been dead since 1979, although he was obvious and very sort of in your, not in your face, but he was obvious.
He had lots
in terms
of kids.
He did have, he was married three times and had, I think, one or two children with each
three
one.
Three sons and four daughters.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the rest of the family said, nobody's speaking on behalf of us. Aisha can support Donald Trump all she wants, but leave the rest of us out of it for now. I thought that was kind of interesting. 21 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Actually, almost 24 after the hour. We started something new this week. Every hour in this portion of the program, we have some focus on music, entertainment, but part of it is a memory jog, as we have a list of songs that were debuting on the charts during this week. Here's 1986 in the focus. This is In Excess and What You Need. Debuted at number 6 of the top 100 and got to number 5. It peaked there during this week.
Great live band. It was I'd seen U2 and NXS in the same year.
Really?
And NXS could hang with U2. I mean, they were really good.
Really good. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, next on this list is the group Europe. In the final debuted at number 83 this week, 1987.
This song is recently popular as it's being used in a Geico commercial.
Oh, is it?
Where in the lunchroom, the employees are waiting for the microwave to finish cooking their burrito.
Really?
Final cap in.
California Raisins up next. I heard it through the grapevine.
I remember this stuff.
That's a good song. It's a good song no matter who does it, but they did a good job with it.
Even if a raisin sings it.
Yeah, right. It's good for business.
The guy that came up with this advertising campaign is sitting pretty well right
now. Smart guy.
Yep.
This song debuted at number 84 this week, 1988, headed all the way to the top of the charts. I heard it through the grapevine. Roy Orbison is next on this list. Anything you want. This was a re-release of this song. What a great song. My God. We spent the rest of the time listening to this. Debuted at number 85 this week, 1989. You got it. Crank it up, Richie!
Every time I hold you, I begin to understand.
Now, this is artificially Traveling Dog and Traveling Wilderness song.
Yes. I don't know, but they gave credit here.
It was released as an Orbison single, but it's got Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, you know, George
what
Harrison.
A great combo.
Played on it and co-wrote it.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let's move on, though. Janet Jackson in the Focus next. This song debuted on this date, 1990. The song's called Escapade, number 37, and then quickly moved to number one. Janet Jackson. When I hear this, I think of Jennifer Lopez, and I don't know why. They both sounded a lot, I think, the same in that era, don't you think? Yeah. And also, Mariah Carey comes out of that same school. This song debuted on this day in 1991, the number 37, then again quickly moved to number one. Very popular. Song is very popular. Fabulously popular entertainer. With good reason, I think.
Do me a favor.
Yes, Rick.
Please get Peebo Bryson and Celine Dion and move on to the Spin Doctors.
All right, we'll do that. I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
Spin Doctors number one during, it wasn't this week in 93. It debuted at 85. Two Princes. I don't know the story of this song. I don't remember.
It's two guys vying for the affection of their queen.
But didn't we? It has a musical component that we use as a bumper.
Yes, it does. Spin Doctor's a great kind of New York jam band.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
All right. So there we have it. A couple of songs that jog your memory that actually started during this week, these various years. On Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase, $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's Lens of Liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Canceling everything you knew that was wrong and bringing everything into your mind and your life that's right. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? 33 and change after the hour. Richie and I are here going through items of interest and importance. And this is sort of it's an interesting concept, what we do for a living. They're like playing the hits on the music stations. Why do people want to listen to this? Because they're likely to be enlightened. They're likely to have some fun. They're likely to use the information that's here either with conversation that's aimed at impressing people with how smart they are or discrediting me because they don't agree with what I say. That's what makes it entertaining.
It's always
fun.
That's
stupid, Steffen. Did you hear what he said? All right, let's get to this former Navy SEAL, Richie, who wrote the book, claimed he shot Osama bin Laden. The feds are after him, facing investigation into whether he personally profited while he was still on active duty. His name is Matthew Bissonnette. Remember him?
Yep.
Wrote the book a couple of years ago called No Easy Day. Now, he was already being probed by the Justice Department. I'd like to be probed. It's not like going to the doctor's
office. I don't want to be probed by any government.
I was probed yesterday. Oof. Anyway, so as part of the deal to avoid prosecution, he has given officials his computer's hard drive, which was said to contain images of the bin Laden corpse. Why are they so afraid of having pictures of bin Laden's body being published? Why do they?
It riles people up. It
makes people, they're happy that he's dead. So we're more worried about them than we are.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they took his body and just dumped it out at sea so nobody could use it as a tool to help stir
but
up.
But then the conspiratorialists said, "Now, how do we know he's dead?
I don't care.
He's going to show up later living in the Himalayas.
Right.
He's going to be a monk.
Let the conspiratorialists sit in their log cabin in the mountains and do whatever they want to do. I don't care.
Where's Roberta when we need her? Roberta Fasanelli, one of my favorites. She is somebody who has the yuckiest pets you can imagine. So I found something that maybe will bother some, because this is not necessarily about pets. It's who's living in your house, however. The average American home, as of January 2016, is inhabited by hundreds of species of spiders and lice and molds and
billions of
mites,
germs and mites and all kinds of stuff. And it's, let me tell you something. I have an exterminator, and I still am sure that all kinds of these things are all over the place. It's 36 past on Good Day.
You know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage Program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You love to play that for me. That I have one commercial that drives me nuts. That's it. And he loves to play it so that
I
can
do anything intentionally. It
yeah,
just
you
so
do.
Happens.
No,
that
you
back.
Can fiddle around.
It's the spot that's always played.
Ah, what annoying. All right, so as we move along here, by the way, it's 19 before the hour, 41 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the Controls Studios in Washington, where it's cold. I'm in the studio in California, where it's warm. Hooray! U.S. military. We're just talking about the Obama pictures. I mean, Obama. I always do that. Osama bin Laden and Obama. Put them in the same place. Not
because I want to. It just is one of my things in my mind.
People do that. Their brain makes words that rhyme.
All right. So now we have all these drones that are a problem.
Why?
The military has a problem with drones crashing around the world. There were, and these are not the drones that we buy and have in our backyard. These are Air Force drones that cost us about $20 million a piece to build. So last year, the Air Force set a record for the number of drones that crashed and where they crashed. Last year, in Afghanistan, 85 drones crashed and were destroyed. All, by the way, altogether last year, 237 drones crashed. In the United States, 52 drones crashed. In Iraq, 46 drones crashed. And others on, quote-unquote, classified missions, 18 of them crashed. What does that mean? Where the heck are they? This is mostly the hunter-killer drone called the Reaper. You see pictures of them every once in a while. And, man, that thing looks pretty nasty. And it is pretty nasty. It's pretty effective. But apparently, and I'm not sure what to gather by this, because we're always talking about the kids who learn how to do this by playing video games.
Yeah,
because that's really what's going on. Most of these drones are controlled in Florida at, is it Fort Meade? What's the, in Tampa? Not Fort Bliss, because that's in El Paso. Whatever the, McGill, I think it's McGill. McGill Air Force Base is in Tampa. And it's interesting how I pulled that out. I don't even know where I pulled that from. But anyway, so these kids come in to the Air Force. Now, Richie's son has been playing these games, and Richie is sure that he's going to have this as a skill when he gets out of school and be able to sell this as a skill.
Yeah, I've told the story that, you know, when my son and I go out and fly the drones, he's very good at it, and I'm very kind of like, I'm lucky to keep the thing in the air. And this Air Force pilot or Navy pilot pulls up next to us, and he gets out, and we're standing next to us on the ball field that we're at, and he said, that kid's skills are going to be worth something someday. And I said, I can't fly it like he does. And the guy says, I'm a Navy pilot. I fly jets. I can't fly that like he does.
Really?
And that's going to be worth something in the military one day.
Yeah.
So I said, Sean, I got another battery charged up for you. Keep at it.
Keep going. So anyway, the numbers keep growing here. Some of these things fly at 50,000 feet. They carry missiles, and, you know, they use them.
Or they're just spying on
you. They're spying, or they're used to deliver a payload of ordnance that is aimed at being very specific. They target, showing, you know, you see the pictures of these every once in a while in a movie, sometimes in the news. So now some of the people in these various countries that have been affected by these things, where they just crash, are beginning to protest. You know, they don't like the Americans there anyway, in most circumstances. But these, there are more and more of these. 400 drones have crashed in major accidents around the world. And as
looks
I said,
like they've traced the problem to an electrical failure.
Yeah.
That causes the 2.5-ton drones to lose power and just drop out of the sky. And they say, looking into the investigation, that it's been traced to a faulty starter generator, but they're unable to pinpoint why it goes haywire. So I wonder whether these things are being hacked.
Well,
what's the possibility that somebody is hacking into the computer system that flies these things and then somehow creating a glitch in the electrical system?
Well, I'm frustrated with this because that I don't have an answer to that question. But what I find, especially if what you've just said is true, what I find troubling here is that we are paying for these things. They cost, what did I just say, $20 million a piece for the cheap ones. Some of them are more expensive than that. And they aren't probably put together yet, and they crash, and yet we're still paying. The taxpayer still pays. They replace them. Okay, that one crashed, so too bad. Buy another one for another $20 million or $30 or $40 million, whatever they cost.
Yeah, but what would it cost to take... okay, so one of these things took out Jihadi John last month, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would it cost to put boots on the ground and to go find and take out Jihadi John. So these things were able to, we used intel on the ground to kind of get a general specific area where he was. Yeah. Then we used these things to fly in the sky and use the eye in the sky and look for him, find him, and then take him out. If it's $20 million for one of these things and it runs 15, 20, 40 missions, what would it cost to put boots on the ground to do those missions?
What is it? Well, less money, but okay, so you make a good point, and I think I made a good point. We're looking for the best of all possible worlds. Yes, it would be more expensive and not desirable to put boots on the ground, but I mean, come on, let's get our money's worth out of these things or have them built right. These people that have basically carte blanche, the military-industrial complex, these people always get paid. Our veterans don't always get paid. Our veterans, especially when it comes to health care, get it in the chops more often than not. I mean, I had somebody who sent me a scathing email a couple of weeks ago after I was off on a tangent regarding the VA. I am a VA. I don't know, it was Tulsa, someplace like that. Our VA here is great. How dare you talk about these hardworking people, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so good. I'm glad to hear from you. I'm glad to know that there is, whether this is an exception to the rule or maybe because all the information that I find, maybe because I'm looking for the wrong stuff or in the wrong place, everything that I see about the veterans who are being mistreated by the government is pretty profound. And you know what? Okay, if it's good in Tulsa or Wichita or wherever you are, super. That doesn't mean that it's okay everywhere. And frankly, because it's good there, yeah, maybe we give those people credit, but why can't it be good everywhere? Why can't the service that these people deserve, having been in the service, why can't it be the best possible care that we could, that we have? Why do we have 800-900 people a year, maybe more, dying because they aren't even looked at by the VA? That still is a problem. It's a real problem for me anyway. So it's swell that you have it in your area, but I'm not sure that that this is something that we should just sweep under the rug. And I want the money to go. I don't want more armaments. I don't want these guys to get richer. I want the people that we put in harm's way to be well taken care of. That's where I am.
Like, you know, it's funny.
Or not.
I live in Washington, D.C., and a lot of the lobbyists and special interests use the radio here in Washington, D.C. to get into the ears of the senators and the movers and shakers. So you hear spots all the time for this ship, this airplane, this fighter copter, this tank, these MRAPs, you know, and to renew the money. You know, this will keep us safe. We need to, you know, keep making this, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that I've ever heard a spot saying that we need to support our troops after they come home.
Yeah. Well,
and we need
no money in it.
We need to get government funding for that.
No money in it.
There's
the world's oldest man died this week, age of 112. Yatsotaro Koide, suffering from heart problems.
Shocker.
He was born in March of 1903. He was said to be able to have lived this long because he didn't smoke, he didn't drink, he didn't overdo it. He was recognized by the Guinness World Book of Records, the oldest man in the world, last August, 112. What would your life be like if you lived to be that old? 50 or 49 after on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. That brings us into focus. Technology is something that we all have to live with, whether we like it or not. I don't necessarily always like it, but it's there. It's helpful. And speaking of help, Greg Stebbin is here, who's the technology editor for Men's Health magazine. And he brings us a lot of great information, things to think about, kind of like, Amazon. Details, drone delivery service. Was there somebody who went to, we've talked a lot about drones and how I'd shoot one down if it came over my property. There's a court case pending now, Greg, you may have seen it, where some guy shot down a drone and the owner is suing him.
So, yeah, who owns the airspace over your house? Well, or your farmland, as the case may be.
The guy who has the drone doesn't, I can guarantee you that.
Well, you know, this might be kind of fun. Let's make sure Doug is there one Saturday and get everyone in the nearby area to fly their drones over and see how many he can shoot down. Just a little target practice.
Blam, 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 blam.
How are you with a shotgun, Doug?
I'm not bad, and it doesn't take a lot of accuracy anyway.
With a shotgun. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Just aim it and shoot. Bingo. All right, so what's the story on their Fast Prime Air drone delivery program? When does it start? How will it work? What will it cost? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, even though Amazon says this is not a PR stunt, I think it's kind of a PR stunt because, first of all, the federal government has to make it legal. And then on top of that, that's not even the hard part. We've got the drone part down. Now we've got to change the law. But the hard part, frankly, is having inventory close enough to you to be able to deliver it. If they have that kind of inventory, that's called a grocery store chain. Amazon does not have that kind of inventory towards you unless you chose to live near one of their depots. This kind of reminds me, in the late 1990s, there was a dot-com bubble company called Cosmo.com, where if you lived in New York or L.A. or San Francisco, they would deliver ice cream to you, and they had about five flavors of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. That's how
really?
It started. Yes, it was a huge trend, and then it blew up when they found out that Cosmo drivers also became drug dealers. That's a whole other story. You have to remember, Amazon is Earth's biggest store, and if they're going to have inventory near you, it's not going to be a very big inventory. So I'm as fascinated by this as any tech story, but I just find it hard to believe Amazon's going to be able to pull this off without buying a lot of or using the inventory of a lot of local grocery chains.
All right. There's that observation. I was just talking about the number of radio commercials that have been used by the candidates in Iowa and in New Hampshire. I see that Nielsen, the rating company for television and for radio, is going to use Facebook. How is that? They're wrong. They're a horrible rating service in terms of radio. They're just wrong. They don't have a big enough pool or a sample.
Right.
So what are they using social media for here?
Well, you have to realize that for anything in the world today, you can get some sense of its popularity or lack of popularity simply by looking at how many times people mention it on Facebook or on Twitter or on other social media. And so this is not a new initiative to Nielsen. They're just improving their ability to predict. But when we've often said you're revealing all these personal details about yourself on Facebook and Twitter and other social media simply by using the services, this is just a way for a company, in this case Nielsen, to monetize that information. You tweet about a candidate you like, or you tweet about or Facebook message about a candidate you hate, and Nielsen is hoovering that information up and stuffing it into an algorithm and churning out what they know in a form of data that is then can be sold to a company or a service or a candidate.
There's a story that's bothering some people. I want to get your spin on it. Researchers finding that a lot of home routers receiving the updates and bug fixes necessary to protect them from hackers. So now it's becoming an easy way for hackers to get in using your router. How would that work?
Yeah, this is not a new story, but it's become a more complicated story because as the Internet of Things takes over our lives, for instance, there are people who have their home internet control the lock on their front door.
Yeah.
So if you're not updating your router, which delivers the internet to all these services like your door lock, then you may be vulnerable. Hackers increasingly understand that and can begin to identify certain routers that are typically not updated, and therefore they may be able to simply pop the lock on your door and walk in and steal your stuff.
You know, we talk all about how wonderful progress is. I really begin to question the value of all this tech. No, seriously. I mean, there's more.
Well, it's always convenience is great, and then there's always someone who takes advantage of it.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.